going back to the very beginning, the whole thing really hinged on being able to use the instruments of the dominant power, to be able to use the courts and the political process, and to be able to use the media. Having gotten the decision in 1975, some very interesting things started to happen. First of all, the bond market collapsed in Maine. That got their attention. What happened was the people who have to give opinions on borrowings by municipalities realized that if we were right, and once the decision came down in our favor in 1975, they realized that they could no longer say that we were for sure not right, then that meant they couldn't give clean opinions anymore, because whoever was occupying the land, it was still owned by the Indians. We didn't plan to have the bond market collapse, but it was sure helpful. The politicians no longer could say, this is something that we're going to leave for our grandchildren to deal with. This suddenly became something that they had to deal with themselves. Now, that's good and bad. No sooner did we cause the bond market to collapse in Maine than the governor went to Congress, gathered together the Maine congressional delegation, and asked them to introduce a resolution in Congress which would have retroactively amended the Non-Intercourse Act after the fact, and called on the courts of the United States to refuse to hear the Indians' claim for return of land. Now, this was an absolute outrage. I mean, this is something that you cannot do in a constitutional democracy. The law applies to everyone. It applies equally, and it won't get changed retroactively because it turns out that it protects a group of people that it wasn't expected to protect. You know, that a group of poor and powerless people nonetheless get the benefit of one of our statutes. It was an utter outrage. It never went anywhere because Jimmy Carter had just come in as president, a man of significant principle, and we were able to bring this to his attention by garnering the support of the international human rights community and the newspapers. And in the end, he took the position that he would not support any settlement that was imposed on the tribe, nor would he support any change in the law which took away their rights. They either would get their day in court or they would get a negotiated settlement. It took 4 years to negotiate the settlement in 1980, which returned $81.5 million to these two tribes, about 4,000 members at that time, and the right to reacquire 300,000 acres over which they would have sovereign powers.